We'd like to start the meeting of the Senate Transportation Housing Committee. We don't have a quorum, so we'll start a subcommittee. We have one bill back on concurrence, explaining the rules. The bill cannot be amended in this committee and will not go to appropriations. Our options at this point, either hold the bill or pursuant to Senate Rule 29.10, or to allow the assembly amendments to be concurred in now. And so those are our options, and we have a quorum. So we'll take roll and turn it over to Senator Jerry Hill.
Senator Bell?
Here.
Bell, present. Cannella? Allen? Atkins?
Here.
Atkins, present. Gaines? McGuire?
Here.
McGuire, present. Mendoza?
Here.
Mendoza, present. Morrell? Roth? Skinner? Vidak? Vidak, present. Wachowski?
Here.
Wachowski, present. Wiener?
Present.
Wiener, present.
Senator Hill, you have the floor.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. And colleagues, SB 797 authorizes the counties of San Mateo, San Francisco, and Santa Clara to place a 1/8-cent sales tax measure on the ballot to fund Caltrain operations and capital improvements. Caltrain is the main transit system on the peninsula and carries over 60,000 people per day. Ridership is forecast to increase to 110,000 riders by 2040. Caltrain needs improvements to relieve traffic on one of the country's most congested traffic corridors, and that's Highway 101. The Caltrain corridor is an economic powerhouse for the state. It's home to 1.6 million jobs and produces 20% of our state's sales tax revenue. This measure lets local voters decide how they want to improve traffic problems in their community. I request an aye vote, members. Thank you. Have witnesses?
Chris Rosa, representing the Silicon Valley Leadership Group in support of the bill. Our traffic problems are at a critical nature. These problems not only impact our quality of life, but our ability to attract talent and to keep our economy moving. We're hoping that you will give positive consideration to this bill to allow voters in our area to vote on solutions at the ballot. For these reasons, we ask for your aye vote.
Mr. Chair, members, Joshua Shaw with Shaw Yoder Antwi for the Peninsula Corridor Joint Powers Board, Caltrain, as well as the San Mateo County Transit District in support. I want to thank the Senator and the leadership group for authoring this measure. You heard about the needs of our companies along this corridor. The cars are packed. We also have an electrification project where we want to reduce pollution by more than 97%, speed up the timing of the trains, make it even more efficient, and create even more fares going into the fare box, and would urge you to support this bill. Thank you.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members. Gus Corey here on behalf of the San Mateo County Transportation Authority. Also want to thank Senator Hill for his authorship. The only thing that I'd like to add is that the member agencies are still required to placement of this measure would still necessitate a 2/3 vote of the member agencies, and it would still necessitate 2/3 vote approval by the electorate as well. And so this is critical in providing multimodal solutions in what's become an extremely congested corridor. And so, therefore, we'd ask you just to allow the voters to have an opportunity to acquire additional resources so that we can address those needs and reduce our greenhouse gas emission footprint. Ask for your aye vote.
Thank you. Other speakers in favor? Can I have speakers opposing this measure, please, come forward? I see none. Questions from the committee? Senator Wachowski?
So I'm read through the measure, and I don't see any dates. So this is, gives the Peninsula Joint Powers or Peninsula Corridor Joint Powers Board the authorization to go to the boards if so there's no 2018 deadline, 2020 deadline, and it's if it's unsuccessful, at least my reading would be that if the boards went back and had similar resolutions, they could have a do-over. Is that a correct reading of number?
There's no date set on this, and as you know, negotiations are ongoing as to the timing of this measure related to the timing of local measures that the counties are addressing today. So it is open, but if it does fail at some point in time or doesn't go forward, there's no end date for this.
Disclaimer.
Okay. Other questions? What's the will of the committee? This is a recommendation to concur in assembly amendments. That's the recommendation. Senator?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm a joint author, and I want to thank Senator Hill for his leadership. I'm strongly supportive of this measure. One thing that we've been having a regional conversation about Caltrain governance that I think initially there was some desire to put it into this bill, potentially modernizing the system of governance. We decided not to do that, but that conversation is starting and will no doubt happen probably potentially as part of the discussion to put this on the ballot. This is a really exciting measure. Caltrain has been sort of orphaned financially for many years, and this will provide stable funding and it is a big step forward.
Is there a motion? Okay. We have a motion to recommend the assembly amendments be concurred in. Any other questions or comments? If not, we will allow them to close.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, members. And Senator Wiener is correct. The conversations regarding the governance and the potential future governance for a modern train system are ongoing, as well as the issue that I wanted to highlight. This is the only public transit system in the country that does not have a dedicated source of funding. These are voluntary contributions by the three counties each year to fund it and to maintain it. And that's just an indication as to how valuable it is, because that they continue to make those contributions. This would allow them to expand and to provide the needed transportation to a very vital corridor. Respectfully ask your aye vote, members.
Okay, any further questions? And we'll call the roll, please.
This is Senate Bill 797 by Senator Hill. The motion is that the assembly amendments be concurred in. Senator Bell?
Aye.
Bell, aye. Cannella?
Aye.
Cannella, aye. Allen?
Aye.
Allen, aye. Atkins?
Aye.
Atkins, aye. Gaines? McGuire?
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Mendoza?
Aye.
Mendoza, aye. Morrell? Roth? Skinner?
Aye.
Skinner, aye. Vidak?
No.
Vidak, no. Wachowski?
Aye.
Wachowski, aye. Wiener?
Aye.
Wiener, aye.
One more. Any other absent members?
Who are we missing?
We have 10 votes in favor. Motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you.
With that, we'll adjourn the meeting.